Don Quixote de la Verismo. Once off Canada, I met a different kind of Don Quixote. Instead of collecting romances, he owned several hundreds of realistic novels. Many copies of James T. Farrell and many, many copies of Theodore Dreiser, illustrated, non-illustrated, all bought with zeal never sated. As for Emile Zola, oh la la, Zula la, his collected works piled on a sofa. Now this Don Quixote went on a quest to find nothing of particular interest, but just to let the environment over him be absolutely dominant. He tried hard not to have adventures and talked to people mostly of their dentures, until he saw one day, beside his highway, giants lined up on the hills. He thought they were windmills. And would they grind some flour for him and fill his water pail to the brim? Oh, these giants with their giantesses of windmills were quite the antithesis. When he climbed up to them with pail and bag of wheat, hoping to get something to drink and eat, these giants with terrific ease tore him to pieces. Oh, tale of woe, another victim of Verismo. Don't forget, he had a Sancho Panza who lagged behind him like a second stanza and kept telling him they weren't windmills. We live in a fairy tale, not in real-life novels. The brothers Grimm are right. Dreiser, Farrell, and Zola ain't. Don Quixote's squire scampered off with a wail, but not without the wheat and the pail, deserting this highway for a nearby wood as fast as he could.